Start first of all by adjusting your motivation and thinking that you're here in this occasion to listen to those most profound and extensive teachings of the Mahayana. The reason why you are here to receive these teachings is because you keep in your mind always the welfare of sentient beings. Sentient beings who have been your mothers in the past and are as vast as the vastness of space. For their sake, you aspire to reach the state of perfect and complete enlightenment, a precious state that is characterized by the full development of all positive qualities and the total elimination of all negativity. With this particular thought in your mind, please adjust your motivation and set your mental attitude. We talk about the practice of Dharma, but before we engage in any practice or before we start relying on this Dharma, it is very important to always keep in mind the advice that was given by Buddha Shakyamuni himself. Buddha Shakyamuni has proclaimed that whether you are a fully ordained monk, whether you are a scholar, whoever you are out there, before you practice my teachings, it is very important that you examine them. Don't take the teachings at face value just because I say so. So whatever one's status is, if one really has the wish to engage in the practice of Dharma, whether one wishes to engage in the practice of Sutra and Tantra, one needs to follow the advice of Buddha Shakyamuni. First of all, one needs to examine this advice. And after examining it, one can generate conviction in the validity of this advice. Once you are convinced that this is proper advice to follow, then you can start relying on this advice. This is the order of doing things.
What you got, Dombo Gonda, you order, you consola maton, see. What that any, you, Tula maton, no, the consola maton, but the Dombo, that Tula maton, but the Niva. What you got, any, Tantola maton, but the Samba. odadini jivadi ji ori tadini namshida yishinji nani da nabrishiva tukku jiga zongarishava yirtidanti zongwa da namshida mutomba di jisangjami.
And when we talk about the need to examine the teachings, as we go through that, we need to rely on what, we need to understand what is called the four reliances, the things that we need to rely upon and the things that we should not rely upon. And the more we go through this process of examination, the more we can be convinced about the validity of these teachings. So first of all, let's look at the four things that we should not rely upon. The advice of the Buddha is that we should not rely on the person. The second advice is that we should not rely on the mere words of the person. The third advice is that we should not rely on the interpretative meaning of these words. And the fourth one is that we should not rely on mistaken awareness, ordinary awareness.
ဒီကမှာဒုံနေရှိရရင်တော့ဟိုဒီကဒါဒီကကျွတ်တဲ့တောင်ဒီမှာဆောင်ရမှာတုံလေးကိုတုံဘဝကွန်စော့တေလာကွန်စော့တေဂျင်စင်တရှိနေမရရှိကြီးကြီးရွာမှာရေးဒါကရရရှိကြီးကိုရစနာတီဆောင်ရပါကွချွတ်တီတုံချွတ်တီတောင်လာမှာတခုချင်းတုံတေလာတုံကိုရစကြီးတီဟိုဒီကဒါမတုံဘတောင်ဒီကတုံဘတောင်ပို့ညီတောင်
So by having actually presented the four non-reliances, if we reverse that, if we take the opposite of that, we will understand the four proper reliances. So let's look at them as pairs, or as pairs of opposites. The first advice that we had was not to rely on the person. In other words, not to rely just on the teacher. Sometimes on the person of the teacher, whether it is a pleasant or unpleasant, an interesting or non-interesting person. Rather, one has to rely on the teachings of the teacher, on the Dharma that is given by this particular teacher. So don't rely on the teacher, rather rely on the Dharma that is taught by this teacher. So the first reliance is to rely on the Dharma. The second, we come in the second pair now, and the advice we got was not to rely on the words, right? We do not have to rely on the words, because at times the words might be pleasant, the words might be unpleasant, and we might have the tendency to always go for the easy and the pleasant ones. But it says when the Dharma is given, it is not really the words that are so important. Rather, one has to rely on the meaning that lies behind these words. So don't rely on the words, rely on the meaning of that these words convey. The second reliance is the reliance of meaning. We come to the third pair, and we said that one should not rely on the interpretative meaning. And the reason for that is because according to the needs of different trainees, certain teachings can be given on different occasions. But really, all these various teachings can be interpreted in different ways. So we don't rely on the interpretive teachings, right? Rather, we need to rely on the definitive meaning. So that's the third reliance. And we come to the last one, the fourth one. The advice was given not to rely on ordinary mistaken awareness. Rather, one needs to rely on primordial awareness. Now, it is quite possible that from the different type of consciousness, and especially sense consciousness that we have, that this type of consciousness are actually engaging their object in a mistaken way. So, of course, it would not be appropriate to rely on such a type of consciousness of awareness that is holding an object in a mistaken way. Rather, we need to rely on mental awareness that is engaging the object in a correct way. So the fourth reliance is reliance on primordial awareness.
So there's six consciousness and 51 mental factors. So what they rely on, do not rely on other consciousness, rely on the consciousness of the mind.
Tene yang shinto kogjir tambi chala yang nubha yomi ti. Tenda ka tokso mambo jiwa goni, oda shimjik mambo jiwa goni, oda jiwa tako tante mara rondokji pa tante, mara jiwa yang yang gomba gomri ka tante, oda tuksam gomsam, wajiwa da tenda ji mara shimjik ji gogore sangha te, wajiwa da tenda sangjangi.
So the advice of the Buddha was that the teachings should actually be examined the same way that one would examine and analyze gold. And it is said that there are three levels of examination that involved in this process. If you were to buy a piece of gold, first of all, you would rub it, then you would burn it, and finally you would cut it to make sure that it is solid, that it is pure gold. So in a similar way, we have to go through three different levels of examination before we adopt any and we accept any type of advice or teachings. Now, first of all, we have to make sure that what we accept as truth does not contradict direct valid cognition. There are certain things that are obvious, they're not hidden phenomena, and their obvious phenomena can be directly examined by valid cognition. Valid cognition can decide whether there is truth in that or not. So the first level of examination would be on the obvious level by utilizing this valid cognition. But we have to go deeper than that because sometimes we have certain phenomena which are classified as hidden phenomena. And again, within the hidden, we can say that we have the first level of being, of obscurity, but also we have that which is called the very hidden phenomena. And again, with proper type of examination and analysis, we have to go through those different levels, and we have to make sure that whatever we accept to be truth would not contradict neither the obvious nor the two levels of the hidden. Continuing like this, one has to first of all listen to this. To these particular teachings, one has to reflect, one has to meditate, and gradually go through all these levels of analysis and process of familiarization with one's mind. When we talk about the Buddhist Dharma, it is important to look at it from the point of contact as well as from the point of view. In terms of contact, the Buddhist Dharma is the Dharma that is proclaiming the lack of cruelty. So it's a Dharma that is trying to avoid causing harm to others, and this is why there is so much stress in the development of minds of love and compassion and the mind of bodhicitta. The mind of bodhicitta is the one that determines the contact within Buddhism. And then when we look at the view of Buddhism, it is said that the view is actually quite scientific, and we use this term. We say that the view is scientific because we are so much encouraged to engage in analysis, in investigation, to really go into the depth of things. But again, as we're using this term, scientific view, we have to be quite careful and we have to qualify it, because we know that there are certain things, for example, there are certain attitudes within science that certain things that are obvious and they can be measured, then they are accepted as existent. But then there are certain things that are not exactly obvious, such as, for example, you know, the three jewels, the faith in the three jewels, the faith in the speech of the Buddha, and so forth. These are not exactly things that are obvious, that can be measured with scientific methods. Nevertheless, from our side, we need to generate this faith and this respect towards those things. So this use of the scientific view, this term scientific, goes as far as to explain that we engage in analysis in a scientific way. Nevertheless, we do accept the existence of hidden phenomena. They are not obvious and measurable straight from the beginning. So this is how we defined the Buddhist Dharma in terms of contact, which is avoiding causing harm to others, avoiding cruelty, and in terms of view, which is scientific, analytical. So having given this as a general preliminary introduction, it is good now to turn our attention to the particular text that we are studying. The text is this particular prayer, which is called the Prayer of the Arya Noble Contact. It is known as the Prayer of Samantabhadra, and it is said to be the king among the prayers. We mentioned yesterday that we have a collection at least of six volumes in which we have the description of the different activities, practices and aspirations of bodhisattvas, and within that we have a collection of hundreds and thousands of prayers of bodhisattvas. Within this particular collection, of course, we find this prayer, the king of prayers, Samantabhadra prayer.
Samantabhadra prayer. Buddha Kanda Zambu Chabada, Molam De, Tong Tseng Rao, Yigi Ngo, Waji Dan Tsenga Tong Dan Jirshaka Tong Tzu, Tzu Tsarni, Da Yanga Tong Ngu Sangya De La, Waji Da Yangju Zambi, Molam Seji Di Nongla, Yangju Zambi Lam Ji Namza, Yangju Zambi Dan Tsanglam Tong Yolam Lani, Mushubu Kapji, Wada Molam Jaya, Chigdang, Wada Deni, Satambuni Zondi, Satju Work, Wada Salani, Yangju Zambi Namji, Molam Jaya, Kong Ni Yuai Yendu, Waji Da Kong Ni Budi, Molam De Tabara, Mundu Ravodi, Yanak Dungagoni, Sosoba Di Yendu, Waji Da Kartongi, Yanak Dungagoni, Sosoba Di Noni, Wada Chinese Satamani Marazono, Tambu Da Lingo Yasum, Ri Gosum Dombe Shawazi. Luji go, Moga go, Iji go, some dombe, Shaudi, Shuloga Chigdan. What you that any, that Shaud somebody rila, that any Nuadi, Luji Shaudan, or that somebody Iji Shaudan, that Yuadi, Moga Shaudi, or that you Shuloga Yuadi, that Garzigo, that Karton Sonsombaji.
Right, so yesterday we started by looking at the first parts of the text, and in the preliminary parts of the text we find the explanation of the meaning of the name of the text, translator's homage, and so forth. And after that we come into the actual part of the text. As we say, this particular prayer can be, the main body of the prayer can be divided in two parts. The first part is actually dealing with the aspirations of bodhisattvas who are still on the path of accumulation and preparation. And the combination, let's say, of these two paths is described as abiding at the ground of resolute activities. And from that point onwards, from the path of seeing, we have bodhisattvas who are abiding on the path, and that indicates that on the grounds, that indicates from the first to the tenth ground. Now, prior to looking at any one of those practices, it is important to deal with the preliminaries. And here the preliminaries are the seven-limb prayer. By offering this, we amass together the accumulation. And from the seven-limb prayer, the first practice is the practice of offering prostration. The first four verses of our text are dealing with that. The first verse is actually presenting a way of prostrating with body, speech, and mind combined together. And then on the second verse, we have the physical prostration. On the third verse, we have the mental prostration. And on the fourth verse, we had the presentation of the verbal prostration. This is how much it has been presented yesterday.
ว่าจิตได้ในยมเบญดูจิตได้เนี่ยเป็นอะไรดูจิตชาวลายองจิตเรื่องแบบมันไม่ใช่สอนอะไรอยู่ว่าจิตได้จังชาวสิจิตจิตดมบุษชาลังจิตว่านั่งจิตลุทำจิตมาชาลาบาเป็นชาวดีจังชาวสิลุทำจิตมาชาวว่าจิตได้เดี๋ยวนี้ยังเดี๋ยวนี้มาดูตรงว่าดีว่าจิตได้คำชาวสิจิตเนี่ยชาวดียังเดี๋ยวนี้ดูว่าเย็นน่ะมันจิตชาลาดีเดี๋ยวเราไปทำมุจจาระดังว่าดังกูว่าตบะทำดีลูกชาวยินดีว่าจิตได้ยมเบญดู ที่สำคัญนั่นเองมาเนี่ยจังชาวสิจิตที่สาราบาเป็นชาวดีลูกจีเซตองยันเป็นเดือดจีจังตองยันเป็นแต่คุณลูกจีเวจีเวว่าจีเวจีว่าอะไรก็ที่ช่างทวายยันนั้นที่เราเป็นพยานว่าสามจีมันจะเป็นดูร้องในมารสังจังอีว่าแต่ที่เราเป็นอย่างจีเวช่างสมบูรณ์นั้นก็เป็นเราเป็นเชื่อมั่นมั่นบุญจีอยู่ดี
Now, we mentioned that the first practice is the practice of prostrating towards the objects of refuge, but again, within prostration, we need to understand that we have different types. And actually, the prostrations are categorized according to the length. You can do a full-length prostration where your body touches the ground and you stretch, completely stretch out your body. You can do what is called the prostration where five points of the body are touching the ground, or you can do the most condensed prostration where basically you are putting your hands, the palm of the hands together, and you're bowing with your head. Now, there is difference in the amount of merit that one accumulates through these prostrations. It is said that with the first type, which is the where your body is fully extended, you accumulate as much merit to be reborn as a universal monarch for as many times as the atoms that are covered by your fully stretched body.
Oji dad in Rayan Bayan do that, Shuluka Jo Oda, that doing on the Sony that, you know, Dumbin only Dumbu Santa Yano de Song, Oda Denin Yuan Chubambra Yano de Mbiwa. Then Chubambra Yano de Lion Kong Nis on it, Lana Yubin Chubadon, Lana Mipin Chubad Kong Nisi, Lana Yubin Chubadi, Oda Savarona, Metodan Bad, Huatan Badon, Sunyan and Chubadin Jodon, Marmin Jodon, Divitan by Jabati Dolan and Chubadija. Nazar dambar nazar jono shima brahma rilvanyam bada kubi chibram apun sakanji jeva titakala nan chobar jyose nida ojigita shuluka ni yuva yandu lana yobun chobase jiti lana yobadam mibutante karirise na oku lana mibun chobadi ji karise go karir trinna yamarati trivala vantup dengi go ojigita chobase jiti yonji mazu yon yon so tiso yinna Musti Shambin Chobadan, Yiji Driven Chobani Songuari, or that did a Chandrava Tambu, Lana Yobin Chobazi Jetti, Musti Shambin Chobayan Dingi. Or go Lana Mabin Chobazi Jetti, Yiji Driven Chobam, Yiji Trima Tavanayan, Yiji Muaji and Choba, or that Tinda Yambayandu, or do that Tambu in Jutan Musti Shambin Chobadilla, Penadi Medogan Choba.
We come now to the second practice of the seven limb prayer, which is that of presenting the offerings. Offerings actually are again categorized in two types. We have the surpassable and then we have the unsurpassable offerings. Surpassable offerings are presented on verses 5 and 6 and the unsurpassable offerings are presented on verse 7. The difference between those is the difference that exists between what is called the actually arranged offerings and those that are mentally created, mentally emanated. The surpassable offerings are actual offerings that are physically arranged. But as for the unsurpassable offerings are offerings that are mentally created, mentally manifested, emanated. And of course, in order to do something like that, one needs to have certain power over one's mind and the act of emanating such offerings. In the case of the mentally created offerings, they're either emanated or one is resolute that is emanating such offerings. So let's look at the first category, which are the surpassable offerings. It says, with immaculate flowers and immaculate garlands, symbols, perfumed ointments, supreme parasols, as well as supreme battle lamps and immaculate incense, I make offerings to all these conquerors. By arranging immaculate garments and supreme smells, and pounded incense as high as the supreme mountain Meru, in a formation which is superior and supreme in every aspect, I make offerings to these conquerors. So you see, we have the list here of some of those actual offerings, anything from flowers, from symbols, from perfume, we have parasols, we have battle lamps, we also have garments, we have powdered incense, we have smell and different types of anointments. So all of them are actually presented, actually arranged.
Oji that in the Bayan do that you got to go Zombujovamara two Rango Jusanla Jimanji Chambuyo Mariva or that din or Jishina Mata. Yon Driva you are the Driva the Conga Nongo Nongo Jina Tisoko on Yamandita Jizombujova Molam Gati and that carton masigo that Tirin Don Sony de Yamasa Madame Yandu Tin on a dog go you are Yandu or you that really Nishuna Yon. Karzan Jilama de Amara Ji Karzigo, Shama Ji Disus, Oda Ji Nansam Raji Matayua Maruati, Yonji and Trujan Lejago, you are it. San Joko Molam de on Trujaguna, Tikonga Trujaku Jakajina to come in the Gatin Rayan do what you dash, Frozen Jishuadi in Dragon.
Rinpoche would like to explain that, of course, we have a commentary on the King of Prayers, but you need to understand that if we were to stop on every verse and give a detailed explanation, it would not be enough time to actually complete the presentation of these texts. We started yesterday, we have to do today's sessions and tomorrow's sessions, so it's not a huge time, and if the aim is to actually complete the presentation of the text, you have to understand that we cannot spend too much time on each one of the verses. Otherwise, we will end up in a situation like the Uttara Tantra, right? With Uttara Tantra, Rinpoche decided to give a detailed explanation, but that, of course, means that we will not complete, we will not go very far, let alone complete, we will not go very far into the first chapter. Rinpoche thought that it would be good. The aim with the King of Prayers is actually to complete the presentation. So it will be a little bit faster. Rinpoche says, I'll give you actually a little anecdote to give you an idea of what happens with the teachings and what happens when you have limitations with the time for giving those teachings. There was one particular great scholar and Lama, our Dorje, who traveled to Tibet, and his reason for going to Tibet was because he wanted to receive a commentary on Lama Chöpa. This actually happened at the time of the 8th Dalai Lama. And he approached, of course, you know, he went to Tibet with the sole purpose of receiving this commentary. And he requested the commentary. And, of course, the answer that came back to you is that you are a very important person. You are very busy. Myself, I am also very busy. So you have to understand, if I were to give you a complete commentary of Lama Chöpa, that would take 12 months, means one whole year. If I were to give you, let's say, a medium-sized commentary, we would be here at least for 6 months. The shortest I could give you would take us 3 months. Now, none of us has this time. So instead of giving you an explanation of the whole Lama Chöpa, the explanation was condensed down into this particular verse that talks about the undifferentiable bliss and empty. And on this particular verse, there was a commentary that was given for 18 days. So that gives you an idea of how long and how short sometimes these commentaries can be.
Chuba ແລະຍັງຈັ່ງກະມາລະຖືຍຸງມີກະຣິກຸອີຈິຈະວາຊິຈິຕິນະກະຈະຈະວ່າວັນຈະບາດີມາຈິສາມລີຍະລາມາຈິຈິຊາມະທະບິຈິໂອຈິດາຕິນະຕິນະຍັງບາຍັນດີໂອຈິດາກອງຕາຈັງກະຕັງຊິວານາຈິຊາວຍະນາປອງເມຈິດິນຈະບາຍະນາປອງເມຈິດິນກະງອນີຈິງະຊຸລີຕັງບໍວ່າກະປອງເມຈິດິນດີຈະຕະວາຈັນດີມາຊິລົງວ່າຢູ່ວ່າມາຣີດີມືວ່າຍີຊິຊິຈິດີລີຕັງບໍວ່າກໍມີ
Now we come to the next type of offerings, which are described as being unsurpassable offerings, presented on number 7, verse number 7. Vast unsurpassable offerings I imagine for all conquerors. Through the strength of faith in the noble contact, I prostrate and offer to all the conquerors. And in this point, our commentary says that these unsurpassable vast offerings are created through the might of miracles and concentration that bodhisattvas have. And they actually have the power to make such vast offerings. We mentioned yesterday in the case of offering their prostrations that it's very important to always conjoin these practices with the four countless aspects. Now, an ordinary being would have a bit of difficulty even getting the four countless aspects together and conjoining this with their practice. Nevertheless, one has to use one's power of resolution, one's power of imagination, and think that I am not a bodhisattva, I'm not a Buddha, I'm not an Arya being, maybe I cannot do this practice perfectly as they would do according to their powers, but at least I'm trying my best, I'm visualizing as much as I can from this. So I think that I visualize that I do it as well as they can do. Now, in the case of unsurpassable offerings, we say that exactly those beings who have gained control of this type of offerings, of powers, they can make vast offerings. So they can offer, let's say, the oceans of this world. That's a vast amount of water to offer. They can offer all the flowers that exist in worldly existence, in all the realms of worldly existence. They can offer all the mountains, all the formations that we have, and so forth. So this is the idea of those vast, unsurpassable offerings.
ဟောဒီတဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူဇွန်ဘူးဆိုလာတေပီတောဒါကောစီဟောဒီတဲ့ဂျေနောတေပစီဂျီဒီရူလာတေပါလာစံယူရပါတောင်းပြီးတေပငွန်တူဂျီတေပဟောတဲ့ယီချီဂျီတေပစံယူရရင်သူဟောညံညူဆောင်ဂျီနောဆောင်ဂျူစံပါနမ်ဂျီတင်းငဲဇန်တောင်မောလမ်ဂျင်တီယင်ဂျီတွဲဝင်ချပါစီဂျီတေလာဟောဒီတဲ့စံဂျီမချက်ပါယွတ်ဂျီယမွတ်ဂျီယာကိုယွတ်တောင်းဝဲဂျီယာကိုတောင်းတောင်းပြီးတေပ ဟိုဂျီတာတေလာမာဂျီဟိုဂျီယီချီကတေပစီဂျီဒီဟိုတာတင်တင်ရချီတေမာဂျီမဇူလီတံပိုးဝေးရောင်ရယူဝါမာရီတီတင်ရကဂျီဇန်ဒရကတုတ်ထုတ်တင်ဂျီတေလာတင်ရကဟိုဂျီနော်တရယာဒီသဘာမေပါဂျီယူဝါဒီမာနန်တင်တင်မာနောင်းတောင်ရူပယီချီကကိုနီဇန်ချောင်ချောင်ရေးဆမ်နဲ့တေပတိယီချီကတေပငွန်တုကတေပစီဂျီဒီတင်တာဘောဂျီအန်ဂျီတရဝင်ချောပါတင်ရဂျီမာနော်တရယာလာ
Now, when we actually make these particular types of offerings, these offerings have to be presented with faith. And when we talk about faith, we need to keep in mind that there are three different types of faith. First of all, we have what's called the clear or lucid faith. The second one is the faith of aspirational faith, and the third one is the faith of conviction. Now, we should generate all these three types of faith when we are presenting these offerings. This is why it says here, through the strength of faith in this noble conduct, I'm making this offering. So we should have this faith that sentient beings that are more advanced, they have this power, this the power of miracles, the power of concentration, and so forth.
ว่าจุดใดที่นายยังไม่ยันดูได้ยันเราดังกันนั่นนี่โอ้ดันฉันชอบแบบคนนี้ว่ายันดูนิวัตดันชอบยันเราดีแต่ดีจุบาจีว่าจุดใดที่นายยังไม่ยันดูได้ยันเราดังบ่ดีสระดูยังนะว่าจุดใดสักสักจุบยังว่าสิว่าจุดใดสักสักจุบยังสังยังกูว่ารีว่าจุดใดเนี่ยสักสักดูนะสุนัมสักยาว่าจุดใดสุนัมดาสุนัมดาอิสิจินสักสักยาว่าจุดใดชอบแบบเนี่ยยันเราดังกันนั่นนี่
Now, up to here, we have presented the first two of the seven limb prayers, which is the prostrations and the presentation of the offerings. Following that, we have the third one, which is confession of negativity. Now, remember that the heading of this particular part is accumulation and purification. So there are actually two purposes. We're doing this seven limb prayer for two purposes. But from all these seven different practices, it is actually the confession of negativity that acts as a purifying agent. The previous, all the remaining parts, the remaining practices, are practices for putting together what is called the conducive conditions for our practice. But in the case of purification, we need to understand that there are some opposing conditions for our practice, inconducive conditions, and these need to be removed. They need to be purified. And it is quite possible that the mistakes that we have created with our body, with our speech, with our mind, are actually creating problems. They are blocking this prayer, this our wishes, our aspirations for becoming true. So it's important to engage in the process of confession and purification.
我觉得今天也没人读经，我是买了几个，咱没得个先改一下嘛，这个先改一下，第一拿了第三的，咱们几下点了，我觉得咱个钱当存钱你玩玩，他不见的，我觉得吃了当住些少一点的，个月钱的个钱个不就经一的，第二呢多当，少嘛当吃嘛那是吧有那当不得说没本事，说句话别第二呢就，然后等个哪里，我的小朋友那个的。 这个让久了，上久三百嘛，那长南当久了嘛，你不要搞个毛了，叫呀！我在上久三百，啥了？你不要啥啥东坡？你就玩个上久三百，那么就毛了，叫呀！上久三百，肩膀你给，那么就毛了，叫呀！对，刚个对，今麦几天都嘛，让个毛了，叫呀！也那天这边了，玩的久不？我当天天早上八当，个今那这个这边讲呀，你又不弄你的，个今这边讲呀，对，都当上班这我没办法做呀的。 小白人对咱的呢，三百小白人老对三百呢，都这个劲儿呢，怎么样个呢？你当我当提前业绩了，对吧？那个意外经济，再到个咱们去，那个说说的小伙子就是修了个酒店的，我到底这个小白自己的，他另外也是个过年，农村刚计划的，我就农村刚计划的了，我就在这个让人去看那码头啊，这就让江哥，趁着几没那样地方住的呢。 杨局这个开朗上一个，我这个他搞的是个，过年嘛，对当搞地方对了，东华是杨个有话的，我在讲他讲，我在农村搞计划的，农村个十万多户的，然后说是这个，但多交的，些当的，怎么个的，这个什么个王个，说说了，让我没办法，这个什么个王个，六个过年农村的，我个过年农村的，一级过年农村搞计划的，现在个地方都说，买几十万人呢，忙完办呢。 这个地方，这个经济的人呢，但在这些边缘呢，对他们的那个叔叔叔叔里面。
Now, Rasha was making the analogy saying that whether you want to cultivate a field in order to have a crop or whether you want to prepare your flower garden, you always know that there are some conditions that are conducive for growth and there are some other conditions that are non-conducive. So things such as a good quality of earth, the water and the fertilizer are conducive conditions and you need to accumulate those, you need to apply those. But then again, there are things such as, let's say, stones, or roots of old plants, or you could have some thorny bushes and so forth, and these things definitely do not allow your flowers to grow as they should. So these are the non-conducive conditions and they all need to be removed. So we need to act here in a similar way. We need to accumulate certain things and we need to remove things that are opposing the actualization of this practice. And as we say, these are the prayers, these are the aspirations that are done by bodhisattvas on the path of accumulation and preparation. They're also done at the level of bodhisattvas who are abiding on the first up, all the way up to the tenth ground. But in order for all these prayers to be actualized, the non-conducive conditions have to be removed. And this removal happens through the process of purification. So we see here, through the verse number 8, which deals with the confession of negativity. It says, whatever negativities exist and I have done with my body, speech, and similarly with my mind, due to the power of attachment, hatred, and confusion, I confess all of them individually. So as we say, it is quite possible that we are engaging in mistaken actions, physical, verbal, and mental ones, and those things need to be confessed. We need to confess what is called the naturally unconfessed negativity, and this that we are doing right now, and this that we have the tendency and we probably also do in the future. So we need to recognize that. We also need to make sure that we restrain the mind by making the promise not to engage in these activities in the past. We need to apply the antidote and we need to rely on the proper method. We have already explained the the prostration, the presentation of offerings, the confession of negativity, and we now come into the next part, which is rejoicing. It says, I rejoice in all the virtue of all conquerors of the ten directions and that of the sons of the Buddhas, that of solitary realizers, learners and non-learners, and in the merit of all migrators. When we rejoice, it is very important to rejoice, first of all, in our own virtue, virtue that we have created in the past, that we are creating right now, and that we will create in the future. But of course, it is quite important to also direct our attention towards the vast amount of virtue that is created by other beings who are much more developed than ourselves. And here the text mentions, of course, the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, solitary realizers, learners and non-learners. So as a matter of fact, we can see that we have five categories of beings who are creating virtue, and we need to bring all these five categories of virtue into our minds in order to rejoice. First of all, we have the Buddhas. Secondly, we have the Bodhisattvas. Thirdly, and the text mentions pratyeka Buddhas, solitary realizers, and it makes a distinction between those who are learners and those who are non-learners. And finally, the text mentions ordinary beings. And when we come into this category, Rinpoche was saying, you know, you have to bring into your mind all types of beings that fall into the six types of migrations. Whatever type of virtue, no matter how small or big they create, with their body, with their speech, their mind, all this needs to be mentally reflected, and on the basis of that, one needs to rejoice.
ဝတိဒတိနေယံဘယံဒုတယံလောကနံဘနောနိယဝကြည့်စေရံကရံတော်ဒီတဒငဘတိအကငဘတိချင်းကုကရကရဘယံလောယံဘယံဒုဝတိဒတိသဘာရောနာကောနမစောကြည့်ကြည့်တဲ့ဓမ္မသောချွေရံဘဆောင်းကြည့်မှာချောင်းငဘုတ်တေတော်ဒုက္ကိတံကြည့်ခုလိုလနမေပရကုရကရရစေဆောင်းယံဘယံဒုဝတိဒကောနမစောကြည့်စေတဲ့ဆောက်ကျနာကြည့်ဘဝတိယံကြည့်တဲ့ကဒုမင်းတော်ဝ ဝဒကျနဆောင်းကြီးသံကြီးဆောင်းရံပြီးပါရီအညွန့်ညွန့်တဲ့သံကြီးဓမ္မီတော်တဲ့ဆောင်းကြီးတော်ဝဒနဆောင်းကြီးနံဝဒကျကရစကိုဆောင်းကျွေးရံပါဆောင်းကြီးမှာဆောင်းကြီးရစသည်ဝကျရံကြီးမှာနကျသဘဆောင်းကျုပ်ကကွန်ပေါင်းထုတ်တင်းကြီးဝဒတင်တဲ့ကရုမှာဆောင်းကြီးရစသည်နာ ကျင်ချင်ပါတော့ချင်ပါတော့စပါတော့ကြည်ပါတော့ချင်ပချူလာကျူချောက်တမ္မင္ကပါမာချောက်စတူချောက်ပါတော့သဘမင္ကပါတင်တဲ့ညီတင္ကိကွန်ကွန်ပိုတေတော့လာဝကျေဒကလူဒိဋ္ဌိတောင်းတောင်းညာဘဂုဏီလူဒိဋ္ဌိတောင်းတောင်းညာဘမူဂုဏီဝကျေဒညချူချင်းစပါတော့ကြည်ပါချူချင်းကိုလိုကိုရောနောသိကိုဘလောင်ကြည်လာသံချင်းကောင်းကလာဖန်တီယံကိုရပါတော့ဝဒတေတုံတော့ချူဆောင်တော့နောဆောင်အတိဝဒချူကိုကွန်ပိုကွန်ပိုယံလုံးယင်းဒီ
The next one is the act of urging the Buddhas to turn the wheel of Dharma. Number verse reads, All those who are the beacons of the world in the ten directions, those who have found Buddhahood without attachment, in the stages of enlightenment, all those protectors, I urge to turn the unsurpassable wheel of Dharma. So we see that here again we are addressing all of the Buddhas of the ten directions, that act like a lamp, a bright lamp, like beacons in this world. And it says, I'm requesting all of those who have found enlightenment gradually in stages, those who have found the state of Buddhahood and they are free of attachment, they are free from any obscurations. They have found this particular type of comprehension free of attachment and free of impediment. I request all of them to turn the wheel of Dharma, to give an explanation of the subtle and the in a way that it goes deep into the Dharma, but also it is expansive. And of course, this request is because if the Buddhas turn the wheel of Dharma and teach, there will be great benefit for sentient beings.
ဝဇိတဒိနေယံဘယံဒိတယံလောကံကနောနိဩဒါကျုံအာရိဝဇိတငဘချင်းကုကရကရဘယံလောတိတတိယအကောယံလောဒုပဝဇိတညံငနိမန္တသရဝန္တေဘယံလောယံဘယံဒုတိသဘာနညံငင်းသောကောဇိတေသောလံဒုဝကနာမေဇံတိခရဘချင်းကုတဉ္ဇီဘယံတောကုသမောရပြေသရဝဇိဝဇိတညေချောက်ချင်းနာယိဘဝဇိစောင်းကြီးတဇောကံက 我就你你就娘娘的嘛，那边接定的，听着有那个路，听着有爱人那样，我觉得都是力量，从来没不读过，听着有爱人那样，嘛就说是有点紧张的，人家这点如何讲讲了，就你搞到台子跟明白这明白这边个，接着各位讲这玩的，娘娘的嘛，那边嘛是有那种，是那好的，天气不一样的。
We come to the next practice, which is the practice of requesting and praying the teachers not to pass into pranirvana. The root text, as appearing in the verse 11, reads, "To those wishing to demonstrate pranirvana, I pray with my palms joined together. For the benefit and happiness of all my graders, please remain for as many eons as there are atoms in the fields." So you can see here again that the request is that once one understands that it is possible that some of the teachers, some of the Buddhas are having the wish to demonstrate passing into Parinirvana, again for the sake of benefiting sentient beings, one requests all of them to have a very long and stable life, requests them to remain in this world and to remain for the length of their long life is described to be for as many eons as there are atoms in this world. This is their request. Now we come to the last part, which is actually the dedication. You can find this in verse 12, where you can see that all the previous practices are summarized. It says, "Whatever little virtue I have accumulated through prostrating, making offerings, confessing, rejoicing, urging, and praying, I dedicate them all towards enlightenment." So at this point, we're just mentioning very quickly all the type of practices that have happened up to now. And we say that whatever virtue one has accumulated, one needs to dedicate. Of course, one does not dedicate just for oneself, but rather one dedicates towards the well-being of all sentient beings. Not just one dedicates so that not only temporary, but also ultimate suffering of sentient beings is completely eradicated, and so that not only temporary, but also ultimate happiness is established for every sentient being. So it's all dedicated towards the state of enlightenment.
What you that in the Molamga Nivati and Dabyati, Ranya Mahabana, Yangori Samna Mundu Dong, or that any in Ichigo Teba Samji Guni, or that Jigo Yuayandu, or that the Yugatana, Molam Yella Shiva and Payo Dong, or that Molamga Tudin Domba Payo Nidi, that Jenny Yangu Yuari, Tang Vijote, or Jigata, Danda Shiva Naja. But that movie shop, the movie shop, Changju Samba Namji, Molam Jiram by Nam Salaya, Chigdang, Shansen Papa, Sim, Shansen Papa, Salaniwa Namji, Molam Shivan Payo, or that day down, Molam Jin revert about the Semiopa Nani, Tambu movie shop, Changju Samba, Sajula Niva Changju Sambi, or that Molam de Nam Salamba, Tela, Yangji, the subjiment of a Chiwari, that Chinanga, that Ririni Shumaguva, Chinanga Tambu de. Samba number to by John Asija, Tin Dingi, Tilayon, or Sigo, or Jigata, some Yopan only, Tombo Sanjila and Chujan, Gumba, Hansu Zobas, Sanjila Yara and Choba Chuji, Sanjinamji, Tujuk, Tugondi, Hansu Zoyadi, Monam de Carrera Senat, or you read that the Sugar and that you are the Jigil.
So, what we have done up to now, we have completed the first part of the text. The first part of the text deals with preliminary activities. And you remember, we said that these preliminary activities, they're dealing with accumulation and purification. And basically, it was the practice of the seven-limb prayer. Once this first part of the prayer has been presented, one can move into the actual part of the prayer. The actual body of the prayer is dealing with what is called the actual practices of the Bodhisattva prayers. And these are seen in two different levels. First of all, we are examining practices and prayers, aspirations of Bodhisattvas who are still on the path of accumulation and the path of preparation. This appears in the text under the term ground of resolute contact. And then following that, the text presents the prayers and the aspirations that are done by Bodhisattvas who have entered the Arya path. So it presents prayers and practices of Bodhisattvas from the first ground all the way up to the tenth ground. And following that, the text presents the measure of having established the result of this prayer. Now, as you can see, number two, with capital headings, it says the actual practices of the Bodhisattva prayer. It has three. First of all, practicing the prayer on the ground of resolute contact. Number two, practicing the prayer on the ground of the Arya Bodhisattvas. And number three, the measure of the established result of the prayer. Once this part is completed, at the end, we actually have the presentation of the benefits of having paid attention, or having committed this prayer into mind. And it is very important, again, to keep in mind that this prayer needs to be done with a certain amount of faith. We mentioned that there are three types of faith, and it is very important that all these three types of faith, and in particular convictional faith, is engaged when one is making this prayer and have these aspirations. Now, coming into the main part of the body, where we will have the actual practices, and examining the practices on the ground of resolute contact, we will see that this is broken down into 10 different parts. The first part is purification with pure intention, and this again has three subdivisions. The first subdivision is the one dealing making a prayer, having the aspiration to make offerings to the Buddhas, and that the Buddhas thoroughly complete their intention. This is presented on verse 13.